after single-handedly, Jonah, with some help from God, of course, converted a city of 120,000 people from king downwards. You would have thought that Jonah would have been filled with a wonderful sense of achievement. At best, he would have thanked and praised God for his wonderful works. Or he would at least have been patting himself on the back for being such an effective prophet. No, he has a strop with God. Instead, he is annoyed and angry with God. He's in a foul mood. In our family, we'd say he was in the grumps. He's angry that God could have compassion on a long-standing enemy of Israel, one who caused great suffering to God's people. Surely, he thought God's goodness should be shown only to the Israelites, not to the Gentiles, and certainly not to the Assyrians. His self-righteousness had been turned upside down. As a devoted Hebrew, one of God's chosen, and a prophet to boot, he has regarded all unbelieving Gentiles as deserving only God's wrath. And so he's disappointed in God. "Please, God," he says, "isn't this what I said would happen? So now, God, but take my life, for I might as well be dead as going on." So to Jonah, God's mercy to the Ninevites means an end to Israel's favoured standing with God. But God says, "Have you any right to be angry?" Jonah, still in his bad mood, leaves the city, sits down at the east of the city, and he makes a shelter. He wants to see what will happen in the city. But the shelter doesn't offer very good protection. And so God provides a plant, a castor oil plant, to give shelter to him and to soothe Jonah's humour. And Jonah is pleased with the shelter that is provided. But he sees no connection between God being kind to him when he disobeys God and his being kind to the Ninevites, who have promised to give up their sinful ways. But God's message is clear. It says that God's compassion reaches to every single person. Jonah, representing a certain class of Israelites, could not extend God's compassion to the Gentiles. But in contrast, God had compassion on Jonah when he saves him from the belly of the whale and when he gives him shelter. In our Gospel reading, we have the Lord's Prayer, the part that says, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us," comes to mind when we hear the story of Jonah. "Forgive us our sins, forgive those that sin against us." It may sound very challenging and frightening, as it did to Jonah, to put God's forgiveness, unconditional forgiveness, into action in our lives so that we forgive others and bring reconciliation. That's part of our Christian living. We all know that there are times when it is very difficult. And yet, when we see in the book of Jonah, God is always ready to forgive. To be like him, to be like God, is to have the same readiness to forgive. Our deepest urge should not be to condemn, but to restore and bring hope, life, and joy. Amen.